The debrief. He's an angel at home. The particular intimacy of two people who survived the same room together, folded into furniture built for six-year-olds. You've heard this exact sentence, about this exact kid, since September, and you nod like it's new information every time, because arguing costs more than agreeing does. The debrief chair starts to feel less like connection and more like a loop. The same complaint, the same parent, the same defensive line delivered with the same straight face, and you reaching for the cup a little faster each round. When connection curdles into performance, nodding along instead of actually being heard, laughing at the same joke for the fifth time because it's easier than saying it's not funny anymore, the relationship needs air, not another debrief. Say the true thing to the one person who can actually hold it, even if it's not the parent. Repetition without honesty just wears a deeper groove. What may cross your path? You'll hear the same excuse, complaint, or line for what feels like the 100th time this year. You'll nod along in a conversation while thinking something completely different. A debrief with a colleague will start to feel like venting on a loop instead of actual relief. You'll reach for the easy, worn-in response instead of saying what you actually think. Say the honest version to someone who can actually hear it, the polite nod isn't helping either of you anymore. Your mantra, nodding along isn't the same as being understood.